Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We got a great show for you again today, and we are so excited that you're with us today. Today we're talking with one of our favorite people to stop on in, John Miller, and a special guest of his today. And we're going to be talking about this notion again of volunteering, but actually this bigger notion of how to keep your brain sharp, how to grow, how to keep growing and developing throughout your lifespan. And one of the things I'm going to talk about for just a second here is saying if you want your brain, in fact, this is the headline from this article. If you want a sharper brain as you age, what's the one thing you can do, John?
You can volunteer.
That's right. Okay, so you are listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial, Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And you could listen to a bunch of the old shows, which are still relevant anywhere in the world that you happen to be. And you could listen to them. You could go to www.kruufm.com, or you can go to Ardent Center's website, www.ardentcenter.com, and go to the media tab, and you will see YouTubes of these, which are really kind of cool. To have a YouTube of really beautiful scenery going on while you're listening to these talks. Or you could go to our YouTube channel and see these in Art and Counseling Center and look it up there. Anyways, so you are listening to Mental Health Matters, and we're really glad you're with us. And do stay in touch with us. Do email me, scott@ardencenter.com, if you've got any questions, thoughts, ideas, want to be part of a show, or anything else under the sun. All right. So, Mr. Miller, tell us about things today.
Thanks, Scott. And Rebecca Johnson is our guest also, the director of the local Fairfield Library here. So she'll be talking in a few minutes about lots of exciting opportunities
there. I'm so glad Rebecca's here.
You know, I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to talking to folks about the opportunities available for volunteering at our local library. And also, you may want to, if you're out of Fairfield, check into what's available at your library in your town.
Absolutely. But, or move here.
Or move here.
Or, you know, the notion is get those creative juices flowing. So if you live here and you're stuck in a rut, it's time to get out of your little hole and do something. And one of the healthiest, most productive things you can do is if you don't know what else to do, do something productive. And if you're helping somebody else, you will feel better about who you are and have a greater purpose to your life, which is central to everything we do in this world, having a purpose to why I'm here and what I'm wanting to create in my world. So, John, what are some ideas of why people would want to volunteer?
Scott, there are so many opportunities and benefits, not only to the person that you service, but also to the volunteer himself or herself.
Okay.
School, for example, I pulled off from a website. Volunteering can help reduce battles on the home front, can help improve kids' social skills. After-school program participants, the kids are less likely to get involved in risky behaviors. It creates a sense of belonging for them.
Okay.
And they obviously provide academic support, but it also makes learning more fun for these kids. It helps build their self-confidence. It exposes the children to new interests they don't get in school. And let me comment that the school, Pence Elementary, is one
this
of
is
our
a local school.
Local school in Fairfield, one of our most recent add-ons to our volunteer opportunity list. Chuck Benge there, the principal, is really excited about having volunteers there. We just started placing them about 2 weeks ago. I have five or six local elders, I would say, if I may use that term, over 55, like myself, willing to help out these kids. And they, besides...
Do you think this is available, like, if somebody else is in Chicago or Sweden or wherever? Do you think there's other programs like this?
I am reasonably sure it's available worldwide. I can't say for certain, but years ago, when I was discharged from the military, I volunteered in Minneapolis in a elementary school system, they had what they called the Wise Guys program. Women in service to education, gentlemen in service to education. So I think if interested people elsewhere just check with their school system, they can find out undoubtedly opportunities to volunteer like this. This is called an after-school program. This is 3:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday from 8 to 12. But one of my volunteers signed up just last week. She already had been volunteering at Pence during the daytime. She's a retired school teacher. Now, to tutor in the daytime, I don't know for sure. They may expect someone with experience. But the after-school program is open to absolutely anybody. The way it's designed is that you tutor math and English from 3:30 to 4. If you wish, you may continue tutoring until 5. But at 4, there is the option of participating or generating, I should say, a opportunity for the kids to learn almost anything imaginable. If you have a skill of carving wood, you want to share it. If you have a skill of teaching children songs, teaching how to play a musical instrument, you want to start a garden.
So
for
this,
the kids?
This really helps the kids, and it helps the volunteers.
For
it's
sure.
a mutual benefit for both.
Absolutely.
And I like how you talk about it. It really also, one, it really helps develop self-esteem for both people.
Absolutely, right.
But it also, like we talk about this purpose in life, it really helps develop a, self-construct. How I construct my way of seeing the world, who I am, why I'm here, what I'm here to do.
Explore options.
And explore
in that regard.
Options within that. Yeah, absolutely.
Get exposed to new possibilities that maybe they hadn't considered in the school curriculum. You know,
right.
This is opportunities
well,
above
I
and beyond.
Like the idea, for instance, carving wood, though I could see the dangers sometimes with people with knives. But,
certainly.
You know, but certainly getting the thoughts in school, you know, my brain's always going. And it's I don't allow time for creativity and fun
right.
and exploration.
Right.
How does it
yeah.
feel to just explore and be who I need to be creative?
So they can do some hands-on stuff like that that maybe they don't have a chance to do in the regular school curriculum, you know? So it's exciting. And also, as you mentioned earlier, it's of benefit to the volunteer. Very clear research shows volunteers
Very clear.
Live a healthier, a happier, and a longer life.
Absolutely.
So how can you beat that?
Right. And again, as I just said, you know, from an article in Medscape about keeping your brain healthier as you grow older.
Right.
I was
right.
going to read one about veterans, and I'm really excited to hear what they're doing at the library because it really is the same notion. How do I keep growing? Again, we're sharks. If we stop, we're gone. We've got to keep growing. That's the
right.
nature of life. We evolve. We grow. We keep our brains active.
So let me just touch on a couple of the important points of the Pence program, and then Rebecca can pick it up from there and tell us all about the great opportunities at the library. Library is, by the way, the most recent addition to our list of 16 nonprofits in town that accept volunteers from RSVP. Okay.
Wow. Can you tell us what those are?
Sure.
And at some point, I'd really like to find how they could get a hold of you, John, because you're kind of directing this little thing. You're expanding this world.
Indeed, right.
And so if they wanted to personally get in touch with you, can they talk to you and say, like, hey, I'm been depressed. I'm sort of stuck in my hole, so to speak. I may be drinking too much, maybe whatever. They don't have to say all that, but, you know, like something's not working for them.
They need to get involved, right.
And they get or maybe they've been, you know, a stay-at-home mom. They've had a wonderful life, but now their kids are gone, and they go back to, who am I? Why am I here?
a big chunk of time to fill that they didn't have.
Right, and maybe they're not wanting to go back in the workplace, but they want to do something meaningful. And I think that's the word that we keep coming back to. It's not just do something. It's do something with meaning, with purpose.
Exactly.
Something that helps you grow, and by helping somebody else grow, it helps you grow.
Indeed. So let me just touch on a couple of the Pence programs, and then I will run through the list, and then Rebecca can take it from there. So the program for Pence is 3:30 to 5 weekdays, 8 to 12 Saturdays. You can tutor an hour a month. You can tutor every day.
It's so totally again, if you're listening to this and you happen to be in Sweden or Chicago, wherever you're at, it's the same concept. You find something there.
Right.
Or find something. There's an article I just read about where people are talking about volunteerism from home. So essentially, like you're doing internet work, telework, you could do televolunteering.
It's very possible. I'm not familiar with local opportunities, but some of these agencies may be willing to set that up.
Literally around the world, I could help out.
Sure.
So, okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
You,
so you can serve any, you can teach any subject the last hour of the program, as I mentioned. The first half hour is devoted to math and English tutoring. You can work with a small group of children or the whole group. The whole group is 30 kids right now, okay? But you do not need to do that if you're not comfortable with that size of a group. There are three teachers that supervise it, so you are an add-on. You don't need to be disciplining the kids, that kind of a thing. So that, I think, is enough on that program. And
well, do you have to be in RSVP to do that, or is that one open?
Anybody can sign up, but the only advantage to RSVP enrollment first is that you will receive free supplementary medical insurance, auto insurance, and liability insurance. So that's kind of a significant.
Wait, say that one again.
If you sign up through RSVP,
okay.
As such, you receive free supplementary insurance to whatever you have already in place for medical, for yourself, auto insurance, and liability insurance.
And this is, again, to be part of RSVP, unfortunately, you've got to be older.
Over 55, although, for my advisory council, you can be an adult of any age.
Oh, really?
And I have about 5 slots available for that.
I have two people I'm going to be recommending.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, the list then is American Gothic House out in Eldon, Iowa, AmeriCorps Green Iowa Weatherization here in Fairfield.
Oh, they do some good stuff.
Indeed. The Art Walk once a month.
Yeah.
CoLab Business Startup, the Community Garden, of course, in the spring and summer, Sondheim Center, typically involving ushering, the Public Library that will.
If you're an usher, you get to see the concerts, which
that's
they have
a great
some
deal,
phenomenal
right?
Concerts. Yeah. I used to do that in Chicago at the Opera House.
Oh.
And I would see the most expensive top operas
yeah,
in the
right,
world.
Yeah.
And my uncle got me into that while I was a student
quite
a long
deal.
Time ago.
Quite a deal.
Okay.
Financial services, which right now involves the VITA program, tax preparation, and Rebecca is hosting that in the library.
That's one of the wonderful programs we're going to hear about. Okay, great.
3 or 4 volunteers right now are going to be helping with that. Habitat for Humanity, of course, building homes and working in their ReStore out on West Broadway, West Burlington, I'm sorry. Hospice, as the need arises. Mm. Indian Hills Community College, ESL tutoring in that program, English as a second language. Area Agency on Aging. I have 2 volunteers now teaching Qigong in the Senior Center downtown.
Nice.
Noah's Ark Animal Shelter, for those who have that interest. And the Regional Blood Center. You can staff the welcome table there. And finally, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. You may help prepare the food boxes or bags.
So
for
if they want to find out about any of this information,
they need to call me at 919-4242 or email me at j.miller@wapalocow.org. I'll repeat that.
Yeah, please. That was a mouthful. Okay.
Phone area 641. 919.
Okay, so 641. So again, if you happen to be out in Chicago, you can't find RSVP or some other organization,
give me a call. I'll help.
They don't care. John doesn't care where he gets a phone call from.
No, absolutely.
He'll help you out. Okay.
So that number is 641-919-4242 or email j.miller@wapalocow.org. And I'll get you lined up, come to my office out in the CETA building. You may also just drop in there, but it's a little risky because sometimes I'm doing things like this and nobody's there.
Okay.
So call first.
Okay, fantastic. And again, you are listening to KRUU's 100.1 on your FM dial, Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Today, again, we're talking about volunteering, RSVP, and we're also going to talk about the library and opportunities there, some really interesting ways to grow and keep developing yourself. Thank you, John, for that stuff. I was going to mention one other little piece of clinical things. So this is from Current Psychiatry Clinical Edge Notice. So this is a magazine I get from Current Psychiatry. And they're talking about volunteering benefits as beneficial to veterans' mental health, specifically to veterans. And if you're a veteran, you've spent a lot of time trying to do something. You joined for some reason to make a difference in the world somehow. And that mission sometimes is gone. And so finding a mission again. I mean, John, you're a veteran.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that's the case?
Absolutely. Right. When I got out, I was a little bit on the kind of wandering side. What am I going to do next? And back then, there was zero transition service. Today, there is something.
There's something, and sometimes it's not enough. And
right.
So something like this is great. So let me read the article here. This is from 2017, January 5th, so this is a current one. Volunteering improves physical health, mental health, and social outcomes for returning veterans, found in a recent study. It looked at a variety of biopsychosocial outcomes for veterans, especially with PTSD and other issues coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And they found statistically significant differences were detected in overall rating, level of emotional difficulty, PTSD, and depression symptoms, purpose in life, self-efficacy, social isolation, and perceived availability of social support after the program completion. All those things got better. Screening for positive PTSD, again, self-efficacy and other conditions, really got better. Sense of loneliness, purpose in life again. You know, on and on and on. This sense of, I'm doing something. I'm back to doing something. I'm not stuck at what do I feel or what do I think, but I'm doing something about what I feel and what I think. And then once I shift in action, then I'm able to get back to, okay, now that I'm doing something, the boat's moving in a direction, now what do I want to do about how I feel and think? But you got to start by doing something, creating a new dynamic. Okay, so Rebecca, sorry we've kept you way too long.
Well, thanks for having me here. I sure appreciate it. I'm excited because we have an employee whose name is Christine Boxerman. And some of you here in Fairfield know Christine and what a great lady she is. I met her when she volunteered at the library. She accomplished a really important task for us, and then later she became an employee, and she's working at our front desk part-time. She is now our new volunteer coordinator, and she will work with the people who sign up with RSVP. So those folks will go to John Miller first and get themselves registered with RSVP and insured. And then
some nice benefits.
Yes. And then he will route the folks to the library who want to work at the library. And Christine Boxerman will coordinate their efforts. So I'm excited because we've never had a volunteer coordinator until now.
It's amazing.
And there's so much to do. There
okay,
are so many
different things that they can do.
So many different options. You know, when you just think about the knowledge contained in the books and other formats at the library, some of you have a passion for a given subject area. Maybe you love cooking. Or maybe you're interested in the latest research on X, Y, or Z. One thing you could do is adopt a section of the library's collection and keep it in order. And that's called shelf reading. And a shelf reader typically comes into the library once a week or once a month at their convenience, and they keep their section in order. That just involves a simple sequencing test that we do up front to make sure that you can keep things in order by Dewey number or alphabetically in order by author. So that's something you can plug into any time at your convenience.
I didn't realize that program existed.
There are some other things happening. Right now we have a book sale. And when we do a book sale, it's a mega book sale.
Okay.
And it lasts for a week, and then it all goes away, and we put fresh inventory out, and it lasts for another week. So you're talking about hundreds of boxes of books.
Hundreds of boxes?
Hundreds of file boxes.
Really?
Of books.
That many books?
Yes. And so we're just finishing this week our first book sale. And then this Friday, we will need to have folks come in and help us take down the prior week's sale and set up the coming week's sale. So that involves lifting. And if lifting is your thing, please talk to John, because we want to bring you into the library and show you what to do.
Good exercise.
It's great exercise, and in the process, you see what amazing book sales we have.
Okay.
Okay. In February, I know our youth services librarian, Afton Hallauer, always plans a Valentine's event for children. If you like working with children and you want to help her, crafts, refreshments, set up, take down, those are some examples of where she could use some help. In March, we plan to offer the Mad Scientist Day. And again, there is some coaching, and we get you set up and give you your Einstein wig and your nerd glasses, and you can get kids excited about science. In April, that's when we have National Library Week every year. So this April 9th through the 15th is National Library Week. We're going to try something different. We've never done this before. It's called a how-to festival. And we're going to take the whole week and focus on a popular subject area each day, different subject each day. So Monday might be Family Gardening Day. Tuesday might have something to do with home maintenance. We might have a day that's all about health and wellness and fitness and so on. So we're going to be looking at the topics that are most popular with our readers, and we're going to invite local experts to come in and run booths. So the goal is to have 10 booths each day, subject specific, for 5 days in a row. We're going to need stage managers. In other words, 10 stage managers per day who will support the presenters by helping them set up their tables, being gophers, that kind of thing. So we're looking for stage managers in mid-April.
And now, are you also looking for content experts as well?
Yes, we are. And if you have a subject, an area of subject expertise that ties to one of the five areas, watch the Fairfield Ledger.
What are the five areas?
Well, I'm still finalizing that, because I want to make sure I have enough people power in the community
So if you have something and you're strong, let you know right away so that you can be put on that list.
Okay, I definitely want to do a day on the arts. And so if you're an artist, think about that. If you're a gardener, if you're a health or wellness, fitness person, I'm going to put an article in the Ledger and the Weekly Reader well in advance as I begin to recruit the subject experts.
Okay. You know, I'm so impressed by the notion of how the library system has evolved. You know, I go once a month because I come there for the movie nights.
Oh, good. Okay, sure.
And she's done an amazing job. And this is local in Fairfield. But again, everywhere across the country, libraries have been evolving. And if you haven't gone for a while, it's time to wake up, go back in, get resources, and get that you don't, you know, that even if you look at your material online, there's a reason to come to the library and be part of this.
Right. And one reason is to save a lot of money. If you're buying all your books, you might want to rethink that.
Mm.
You know, I Good looked point. At the amount of money that the city puts into this library.
Yeah.
And we've returned the investment tenfold in the last year if you look at the value of materials that are being checked out.
Hmm. Hmm. So, and this is true across the country. Again, this isn't just here. This is
that's right.
anywhere. Again, the resources are far beyond what you had as a kid going to the library.
Right. If you are an artist and you like the idea of helping us to create our Kids' Day parade float, you might want to think about painting the backdrop for our float. We have a literary Halloween event every October, and that involves painting backdrops or sets for local actors who portray storybook characters. And so when the lights go out during that event, storybook characters come to life. And you have people who are portraying these characters and interacting with children. And it's peer support from child to child as the well-read child becomes cool. You know? So that's a special event. And again, if you're interested in helping out at the library, please talk with John. And then John will refer you to Christine, and we'll get you scheduled.
I might mention, pardon me, I might mention also that one of my volunteers for Pence, when I read the article about the library service, decided to sign up for the STEM program in February.
Oh,
Science,
that's right.
Technology, Engineering, and Math.
Right.
So nice spin-off from the Pence program was to get connected to the library.
Yes, because that STEM program is a collaboration with the local school district. So we're going to host all the fifth graders in town from public, private, and homeschool families and get them excited about science, technology.
So it really is a meeting ground for all the different worlds, all the different communities. So in our final minute here, what I'm just astounded at the notion of how we could take this concept of volunteering and doing something more with our life. And even if you can't connect to a specific project, even just going back to the library and finding a way to connect to yourself, essentially you're volunteering to yourself, by keep growing and learning and mentoring yourself to say it's time for the next stage of growth.
When you're learning, you're growing.
Yes.
And there are a million ways to learn at a library.
And how can they get in touch with you guys again? So how could they get in touch with you at the library if they wanted more information?
Well, the library's main front desk phone number is 641-472-6551.
Fantastic. And if they want to find out information, they could come on in, obviously, or they can call. And just like you call your local library wherever you are, and if you're in Chicago, wherever you are, but get back in the notion of volunteering and finding a way to connect. And that's what we're ultimately talking about, is connection. So thank you so much. John, you want to give your number one more time if somebody's interested in RCP?
Sure. That
it's, and this is, again, this is a national program, right?
It is. 275,000 volunteers nationally. My local number is 641-919-4242.
Fantastic. Thank you. Anything else from either of you guys?
I just appreciate the fact that you're doing this. It's I did a lot of volunteering as a mom when my children were young, and volunteering can be multi-generational. We used to do pie parties, and the children would create original works of art on the pies created by adults.
Fantastic.
So get the whole family involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.